This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Richard Pan is a calculated, malicious liar.
The Health Ranger Report.
He's the kind of liar who wants to keep the people of California ignorant as he's poisoning their children.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Sometime this year, we're going to see a massive vaccine false flag operation unleashed somewhere in the United States. The vaccine industry has the means and the motive to carry this out, and I'll explain why in this podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. I also want to plug an upcoming Vaccine Truth Summit. It's called The Truth About Vaccines. You can register now and watch my bonus lecture that tells you how to save your brain from aluminum and mercury at the following website, naturalnewssummits.com. Again, that's naturalnewssummits.com. Now, if you're asking, why would there be a vaccine false flag? What would that look like? How would they pull it off and why would they do it? Oh my God, the answers are so easy. Number one, the vaccine industry has every reason to sell vaccines that don't work very well. The more they can contribute to outbreaks of infectious disease, the more the complicit mainstream media, which is basically consists of prostitutes run by the vaccine companies and the drug cartels, they will report mass hysteria and demand that everyone get vaccinated. So causing an outbreak that's actually caused by vaccines themselves can set off the kind of mass panic that sells more vaccines. This is a very unique case in the context of, let's say, free market economics or medicine or supply and demand, where the more a product fails in the vaccine industry, the more people buy it. So, I mean, that wouldn't be true in cars. If a car company sold cars that blew up all the time, people would stop buying them. Didn't that happen with the Ford Pinto a few years back? Or if cars just didn't work, they would stop buying them. But in the vaccine industry, if vaccines actually work, they would stop infectious diseases and there wouldn't be as much news to create the buzz and the panic to sell more vaccines. So it is irrefutable that the vaccine industry benefits from outbreaks. That's irrefutable. Now, you could argue whether or not they're causing the outbreaks, and I'll give you more evidence on that in a minute, but it's not arguable that they benefit from the outbreaks. It's measles outbreaks, like the Disneyland measles outbreak a couple years ago, that led to the big push behind SB 277, the California vaccine mandate law, where the drug companies handed over all this money to people like Senator Richard Pan, who pushed that law to make sure that everybody is required to get vaccine shots, even when they don't work most of the time. Now then, you might ask, well, how? How could the vaccine, I mean, we've already established the why. Why would the vaccine industry unleash a false flag? Actually, let me answer that question even a little bit more. The vaccine industry is on the run. Right now, they are losing badly the public relations battle because they are lying all the time, and we, the people, are exposing their lies. We're exposing the ingredients in vaccines, which include mercury, which include aluminum, formaldehyde, MSG, African green monkey kidney cells, aborted human fetal lung tissue. All these things are in vaccines. It's openly admitted by the CDC. I've published the lists at naturalnews.com. Can't argue with that. 100% fact. And formaldehyde, too. Did I mention that? It's crazy. Now, we know that these ingredients are in vaccines. But a lot of the public didn't know that until recently. And now all of this is starting to come out because we're in the age of transparency, because the mainstream media's credibility has totally collapsed. Almost nobody believes CNN anymore, or the New York Times, or the Washington Post. When they talk about pharmaceuticals or vaccines or GMOs, they are lying all the time. And more people realize that. It's not even a complex understanding, you know, to know that the fake news media is lying to you all the time. That's what CNN does. That's what MSNBC does. But the independent media is rising, like Natural News keeps rising. We own vaccines.news, which is getting huge traffic increases by the day. And now Ty Bollinger has come out with this new summit called The Truth About Vaccines. He's the guy who came out with The Truth About Cancer, which totally freaked out the cancer industry because it was educating the public about the toxicity of chemotherapy, about ways to prevent cancer, ways to reverse and treat cancer using natural remedies, offshore cancer clinics that are using breakthrough technological innovation that's much better than anything done in the United States, and so on. And even chemical exposure causes of cancer that aren't even talked about by the cancer industry. So Ty Bollinger really freaked out the cancer industry with that summit. And now he's come out with a new summit that's freaking out the vaccine industry. It's called The Truth About Vaccines. And because this summit is so huge, 60 different experts are included in the summit, including me. I'm talking about vaccine risks and vaccine science in the summit. And because millions of people will be watching this summit, the vaccine industry has to respond with a false flag. They have to try to reestablish the high ground, the medical moral high ground, if you will, by creating a devastating infection, an outbreak that involves so many children, and then they can push more PR through CNN and through the New York Times and so on that demands everybody get vaccinated and tries to silence the truth about vaccines. Now, if you want to sign up for the summit, again, go to naturalnewssummits.com. And you can watch the entire documentary series. It's a video series free of charge, The Truth About Vaccines. So the vaccine industry has every reason, every motive to carry out this massive false flag. So let's move on to the reason or the method of how they could do it. How could they carry it out? It's simpler than you think. All they have to do is not weaken the viruses. You see, most vaccines use what are called attenuated viruses. So they take an infection and they grow vats of infected tissue. Sometimes they use human fetal lung tissue or aborted human fetal tissue cell lines, or sometimes they'll infect live monkeys like the African green monkeys. They'll infect them with smallpox, and then they'll murder the monkeys and harvest their kidneys and blend them up in a blender. And that's how they get the viral tissue. That's how they grow disease, so they can put the disease into the vaccine vials and inject it into people. But normally they weaken the virus, although it's not true with chickenpox vaccines. It's like chickenpox vaccines typically are live viruses. So it's just like giving a kid chickenpox, but with all the toxic chemicals that are in the vaccines as well. So in effect, it's worse than giving a kid chickenpox. You'd be better off just having a chickenpox party and having your kid expose the chickenpox without all the toxic ingredients at the same time. Nevertheless, they usually attenuate the viruses using UV light exposure. So a typical vaccine is it's weakened viruses plus a bunch of other toxic ingredients like aluminum and mercury and squalene and formaldehyde, MSG, artificial colors, and so on. But you're injected with a weakened virus that is not supposed to cause the outbreak itself. So this is the case with measles. They're not injecting children, well, at least they claim they're not injecting children with live measles virus. But all they got to do, if they want to have a measles outbreak, and there's no question they've already done this, is produce a few batches of the measles vaccine, you know, MMR, that, well, oops, they forgot to weaken the virus. They just forgot. So that they're actually injecting kids with live measles. Now, if this were the case, and by the way, there's proof that this has already happened. We've documented the case of Baxter, which was caught shipping live viruses to manufacture vaccines when they were supposed to be weakened viruses, but they turned out to be fully viable live viruses, right? It's like biological weapons, basically, injecting them into kids. If this happens, you would expect to see an outbreak among children who have been vaccinated, right? That makes logical sense. And guess what? When you look at a lot of the measles outbreaks that have happened in the last 5 years, guess who has the measles? It's the kids who were vaccinated against measles. Yes, it's not the unvaccinated kids usually that are affected by this. Predominantly in these measles outbreaks, it's the kids that were vaccinated against the measles, which is perfectly aligned with the theory that sometimes the vaccine companies are actually producing live viruses that are causing the outbreaks. Now, we know with the chickenpox vaccine, if you read the ViraVax vaccine insert, it openly admits this. It says directly in black and white, and you can look this up. Just go to naturalnewsreference.com. We're posting some vaccine insert sheets there that you can check out. But it says right there on the insert sheet, this is a live virus, and if you're immunized with Varivax, you can spread chickenpox to other people. This is called viral shedding. And what it means is that some vaccines that use live viruses turn the child or whoever's vaccinated into a walking time bomb of infectious disease, and they infect other people all around them, which is how vaccines can actually spread disease. They're well known for doing this. It's openly admitted on the vaccine insert sheets. No one can refute that. It's admitted. This is written on the vaccine insert sheet. This is part of how the vaccine industry works. You get injected with one of their live viruses, you start spreading their disease to other people. So the mechanism is well known, well documented. So by using intentionally not weakened viruses, they could cause a measles outbreak. And then once the outbreak happens, they send out press releases to the media. And the media goes nuts and says, oh my God, there's been a measles outbreak in Disneyland, or a measles outbreak in this school, in this city, in this town. Oh my God. And who do they blame? Who do they blame? Unvaccinated children who usually had nothing to do with it, who usually are the ones who are more naturally immune, by the way. Usually they're not the kids who are spreading the sickness. So the vaccine industry can pull off a false flag incredibly easily by deliberately manufacturing vaccines that are live and knowing those are going to be injected into children and knowing those are going to spread disease. Now, here's the other reason why you know this is true. The vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity from any lawsuits related to defective products. In other words, by an act of Congress, the vaccine industry can never be sued for distributing live virus vaccines that inoculate children with disease. In other words, they can pull this off with absolute legal immunity. The vaccine industry has a get-out-of-jail-free card. They can literally spread disease. They can cause a measles false flag. They can do it deliberately, knowingly, fraudulently, and they can get away with it 100% because they own Congress. They own the prostitutes who are lawmakers in the House and the Senate. They own them. And they have absolute legal immunity, which means you can't sue them. If you try to sue them in a court because your child was made sick or even became autistic after a vaccine or was brain damaged or had a seizure or a coma or died, you're out of luck. They will throw it out of court. This is all gone all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, nope, we have no jurisdiction here, and they threw it out because the vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity by an act of Congress. So not only does the vaccine industry have the motive to do this because they want to create panic and they want to sell more vaccines, not only do they have the means to do it because they can easily manufacture viruses that are live viruses and just ship them out, they'll be injected into children, they can cause the pandemic, they also have absolute legal immunity for carrying out this nefarious plan. They can get away with it. And nobody goes to jail in the vaccine industry. You ever notice that? They can harm children. They can kill children. They can commit science fraud, medical fraud, manufacturing problems that are defective products. They can do all of this. They never go to jail. Again, because they run Washington, D.C. They control everybody in Washington. So they can do this. They have the means, the motive. They have the immunity to carry this out. And it's the perfect marketing plan for the vaccine industry. Cause an outbreak, create massive publicity, push, demand more vaccines for more children, and blame those who weren't vaccinated, even though they had nothing to do with the outbreak. Now, finally, to wrap this up, you might ask, well, wait a minute. Why do you believe this conspiracy theory, this vaccine conspiracy theory? There's no such thing as a conspiracy theory, people, well, they used to say that until the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump election, during which and after which now the entire mainstream media has all become conspiracy theorists. They've all gone full in for the conspiracy theory claim that the Russians hacked the election and stole our democracy. There's not a shred of proof There's not a single shred of evidence that the Russians hacked the election. There's not a single piece of evidence that any single vote was changed anywhere across America, that any voting machine was penetrated by the Russians. Not a single shred of evidence, not even any evidence that Trump somehow worked with the Russians. No evidence whatsoever. And yet every mainstream media newspaper and cable news network and broadcast entity has been stating that it is a fact that the Russians stole the election, because they have now donned all the tinfoil hats. They are the conspiracy theorists, and they're pushing that crazy conspiracy as if it were fact, which, by the way, means that no one in the mainstream media can now condemn anybody else as a conspiracy theorist, because there is no bigger conspiracy theory than the Russians hacked the election. I mean, you want to talk about fake news? That's massive fake news from the mainstream fake stream media. But now they want to say, no, there's no such thing as a conspiracy theory when it comes to vaccines. Well, wait a minute. You're pushing the big Russian conspiracy theory and all kinds of completely fake news from the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry. Totally fake news. I saw a study the other day that showed that vitamin D prevents cancer. UK Daily Mail ran a headline that says, new study shows vitamin D is useless at preventing cancer. Like, what? The study showed exactly the opposite. But the Daily Mail is like, nah, we're just going to flip that around and just write fake news, which is what they did. And I did a story on that. Science Daily ran fake news as well. And I did a story on that. And then like an hour after I published my story, Science Daily changed their headline because they got caught. They got caught pushing fake news. So we're exposing the real truth news, the real truth about how the world works. And here's the shocking truth that maybe a lot of young people don't realize this. I certainly didn't when I was young. But as I've spent more time in this world and have more experience and more knowledge about how things really work, I can tell you this. The vaccine corporations and the pharmaceutical corporations, they don't care how many children they have to kill or hurt or maim in order to keep their dominance and keep pushing their products and establish their dominant narratives that make sure they stay in power and keep raking in the profits. Why do you think Pfizer conducts medical experiments on little black children in Nigeria? Why do you think they did the Tuskegee experiments on African Americans? Why do you think the drug companies use humans as lab rats, and they have done so throughout the history of medicine? Why do you think that they are willing to sacrifice children today with these kinds of measles outbreak, false flags, even knowing that they're not going to get caught? I mean, they are willing to do anything to any number of children as long as they keep raking in the profits. They keep causing panic. They want to create fear so they can sell their products, which is vaccines, even when the vaccines don't work. And as further proof of this, I bring your attention to the False Claims Act document posted at naturalnews.com and filed with the federal government. The authors of this document are Stephen Crawling and Joan Wachowski, former Merck scientists. They were both virologists working for Merck. And according to this document, again, you can read it at naturalnews.com, it says that they were ordered by Merck management to falsify the blood test to fraudulently show that their measles and mumps vaccines worked when they actually didn't. Yes, that's right. They did clinical trials and they took blood samples from humans to try to show the FDA that the blood contained the antibodies of measles and mumps. And it turns out they didn't. So they were ordered to spike the blood samples with animal antibodies to defraud the FDA and make sure that those Merck vaccines would be approved by the FDA, which they are today. And even more, these two scientists, both virologists, stated in their statement, and again, you can read it at naturalnews.com, they stated that they believe that these actions on the part of Merck contributed to the outbreak of infectious disease, that the company was knowingly pushing a vaccine out there that didn't work and yet calling it protection. And it's all spelled out in the document. This is evidence of collusion and conspiracy inside the vaccine industry. And these two are just one example of some of the whistleblowers who have spoken out about the scientific fraud, the cover-ups, inside the CDC, we've got Dr. David Williams, who has also spoken out. I'm sorry, not Dr. David Williams. Dr. William Thompson, got the last name first. Dr. William Thompson, scientist inside the CDC, went public saying that he participated in a massive scientific cover-up, massive fraud inside the CDC to hide the fact that vaccines increase the risk of autism in young African-American children. He took part in that. He went public with that. The entire mainstream media blacklisted that story, would not report it, not even one. Not ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Chicago Tribune. Nobody would touch that story, even though it's one of the biggest stories in the history of medicine. An admission from a scientist inside the CDC who said that they participated in a massive scientific fraud and cover-up. Can you imagine the coverage if, let's say, somebody inside the Trump administration went public and admitted to a massive fraudulent cover-up that implicated Trump? Every newspaper in the world would make that their front page story. But because this involved the vaccine industry, this story was blacklisted. They eliminated it. They memory-holed the entire episode. This proves to you a couple of things. Number one, the vaccine industry is capable of incredible fraud, incredible fake science, and they have the protection of the complicit mainstream media, which is run by the vaccine industry or influenced by it, financially influenced, to cover up for all of their crimes and to set the false narrative that ensnares the public into thinking that vaccines work and that everybody needs more vaccines and that every outbreak is due to unvaccinated children, when in reality, the outbreaks are caused in most cases by vaccinated children. So mark my words, what we are going to be looking at this year, I mean, I'm recording this at the very end of March in 2017. Mark my words, there is going to be a massive infectious disease false flag carried out somewhere across America this year. It will be a deliberate mass infection of children. It will get huge mainstream media coverage. The unvaccinated children will be blamed. The vaccine industry will call for even more mandatory vaccines everywhere across the country, claiming that this happened because some people are opting out of vaccines. And therefore, they will argue vaccines have to be forced onto children essentially at gunpoint by government decree, because the government owns your child's body, not you, the parent or the grandparent. The government owns your child, and they can infect your child with anything they want. They can inject your child with any toxic heavy metal, toxic chemical they want, because the vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity. They can put anything. They could put radioactive elements in their vaccines, and you would have no legal recourse. They don't even have to tell you what the ingredients are. They don't have to pass anything from the FDA. The FDA, a lot of vaccines say right on the insert sheets, there's no scientific evidence that this vaccine works whatsoever. It says it right there in black and white. Like, just check a flu shot vaccine insert sheet. It says right there, there's no evidence that this even works. You'd be amazed what's written on these insert sheets. You got to read them. Unbelievable. So mark my words, this is coming. And it's going to be planned as a reaction to this Truth About Vaccine Summit and the disclosure of vaccine ingredients that is happening across America right now. People are waking up. Parents are figuring out that, oh my God, I vaccinated my child. Now he's autistic. 48 hours later, there's an association here. There's a causation here. Parents are figuring it out. Even Donald Trump knows the truth about this, which is why he has appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the World Mercury Project to investigate the safety of vaccines. So the vaccine industry is going to go on offense. They're going to unleash a massive vaccine false flag attack. They're going to put children's lives at risk, whatever it takes, for them to stay in power and keep their narrative going and blame the unvaccinated and push vaccine mandates all across America. Watch for it. It's coming. These people are so evil, they know no bounds. They are willing to sacrifice any number of children to stay in power. They will lie. They will cover up. They will commit fraud. They will fake the science. They will literally deploy measles as a biological weapon on U.S. soil in order to make sure that they can keep selling vaccines and keep everybody in a state of panic and fear about infectious disease. These vaccine companies are terrorists. They are biological terrorists. They are this is an act of terrorism, and they're engaged in it every day in different ways. They are committing terrorism on U.S. soil. They are targeting children in order to make sure that their vaccines can keep selling. That's why this industry has got to be held to account. Number one, we got to end the legal immunity. We got to allow parents to be able to sue these companies for their faulty products. And we got to eliminate the mercury from these products as well. But most importantly, the day needs to come where these CEOs of these drug companies and the criminals inside the CDC and Emory University, these people need to be arrested, prosecuted, put behind bars. And the truth needs to come out about their criminal cartels and how they exploited innocent children to push their biological terrorism so they could keep making money off of toxic vaccines that are harming everyone. That's the truth that the mainstream media will never tell you. If you want more truth, and you want to go deeper into this, if you dare to actually know the truth and have knowledge, you need to check out the Truth About Vaccines Summit. You can get it. Register now via naturalnewssummits.com. Again, that's naturalnewssummits.com. You can register there. You can also see my free lecture. It's a 40-minute science lecture on breakthroughs that can protect your brain from the toxic metals in vaccines, such as aluminum and mercury. There is natural technology that can accelerate your body's elimination of these toxic substances. And I share with you exactly what those are in that free lecture. It's about a 40-minute lecture. Again, you can find it at naturalnewssummits.com. Also read vaccines.news to stay up to date and check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And yes, I have been death threatened. Yes, Google has censored my website. Yes, YouTube, Facebook, they punished me for telling the truth about vaccines, but they have not silenced me and they won't silence me. I'm going to continue to fight for the protection of our children and scientific truth and medical integrity for our nation for as long as I live. They have failed and we are winning. So share this lecture, this podcast, this video, whatever form you're watching it in. Share this with others so they can know the truth as well, because children's lives are worth fighting for. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS,
for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.